This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we were working on a biographical study of the man Rufus mentioned in Romans 16:13. When we correlated the information we collected, we came up with the following outline. Title, How God Chose Rufus. 1. The Power of Parental Example. 2. The Power of Hospitality Practiced. And 3. The Power of a Genuine Heart Response. Whether the two New Testament references to Rufus are about the same man, the first point can be illustrated. Something in Simeon's life made him the choice to carry the cross in Mark 15:21, and there was something about the quality of Rufus's mother that caused Paul to commend her. A positive parental example will leave an indelible impression on the life of a child. Often it's an essential element in a child's sense of being chosen by God. Rufus's mother's heart caused Paul to feel welcome in her home. This exposed her son to the life of a man of God. That exposure to a committed servant of God often causes a child to sense the privilege of being chosen by God. This opens the door for them to consider the idea of being chosen by God. Both of these powerful influences make it easier for a child to wholeheartedly respond to their being chosen. The key is providing as many positive influences in a child's life that when they sense God is choosing them for Himself or His service, they'll be more prone to respond positively. For parents, the obvious application in this study is to be a parent like Rufus had if you want your child or children to be open to the call of God to salvation or service.